From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United States says it's using Friday's international talks on Syria to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia. Assad's top two allies, whose military involvement in Syria is aimed at propping up his floundering regime. Here's British Foreign Minister Philip Hammond.
We're gathered here this morning to see if there is any scope for bridging the gap that we know exists between the Russian-Iranian position on the one hand and the position adopted by most of the rest of the countries represented on the other. This is an exploratory discussion. We want to see if there's a way forward, if there's a way of establishing a process which can end the suffering and the killing in Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry remains cautious when discussing the talks.
I'm hopeful. I don't call it optimism. I'm hopeful we can find a way forward. It's very difficult.
Kerry added that the talks are the most promising opportunity in years to end the country's bloody conflict and to chart a course out of hell. In a related story, at least 40 people were killed Friday when Syrian government forces launched missiles into a rebel-held neighborhood near the capital. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says about 100 people were also wounded in the attack on Douma, just northeast of Damascus. The death toll is expected to rise. John Magufuli has been announced the winner of Tanzania's hotly contested presidential election. Edward Lowassa, the main opposition candidate, came in second and is calling for a recount. But international observers have described the election as peaceful and credible. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.